Jim Packard in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network. Glad to have you along with us today as we talk about making your best airfare purchasing decisions. Rick Sini of Dallas, Texas is CEO of FareCompare.com, a consumer research website whose motto is never overpay for airline tickets again. FareCompare.com receives and processes fare information in real time, distributing it immediately, thereby enabling airfare shoppers like yourself to get a jump on competing sites. Alerts are sent when prices are changing for specific flights. That's FareCompare.com. Rick Sini, thanks very much for spending time with us again today. Rick, are you there? Oh, apparently we've had some difficulty reaching him, so we will be with him momentarily. You know, last year, for the first time, more than 50% of U.S. travel dollars were spent online, up from just 7% in 2000, including flights, hotels, and vehicle rentals. And that's obviously a change in what's going on with buying tickets from airlines over the telephone or something like that. Now you spend more than half of the U.S. travel dollars online. Rick Sini also wrote a column in which he indicated the price of oil was tipping airlines into profitability with new fees. You know, Northwest alone now collects bag fees of almost $500,000 a day, because when you put a bag in there, well, you're going to get charged from right from the beginning with that first bag. Airfare hikes almost a week in the first half of this year, almost one a week. Fuel surcharges are averaging $67 round trip domestically and $349 round trip for transoceanic travel. As far as capacity cuts, there are 70 million fewer seats scheduled for airlines in 2009 than there were this year. So there's going to be fewer planes, and there's going to be more people, and award programs have been watered down as well. One thing that can't be predicted is the price of oil. Just ask United. It tried to play the hedging game earlier this year, a game that Southwest Airlines excels in, and the legacy carrier United lost a bundle. The bottom line, who pays? Let's see, new fees, hikes, fuel surcharges, worsening awards program. I guess that'll be you and me. On the other hand, at least we still have an airline industry, one that's alive and kicking. We're apparently having some difficulty getting through to Rick Sini, as we're just getting a voicemail at this point. And what we'll have to do is keep trying him, but we'll also take your calls to make program suggestions for Larry's program. We'll do that until we're able to hook up with Rick Sini. And if you'd like to have a program suggestion considered by Larry and by me, why, all you have to do is call us at 1-800-642-1234. And, of course, our email address for those of you who would like to expand on what you're suggesting, talk@wpr.org. So we'll continue to try to get Rick Sini on the telephone, the CEO of FareCompare.com. And if you'd like to make a program suggestion, again, that number is 1-800-642-1234. There is a possibility that the National Passenger Bill of Rights is a little closer to reality. At the Kiplinger magazine, they're saying the prospects are improving for enacting the Passenger Bill of Rights law even this fall before Congress adjourns. Apparently, it has become something of a hot potato for lawmakers facing re-election, and politicians believe it could affect voter support. It would be a somewhat watered-down version of the bill that was first introduced in 2007, but it's still supposed to help ease the pain of long delays. You know, if you've ever tried to catch a flight from one coast going to the other and you've got to stop in between and it takes you a day and a half to get there, you know that something's wrong and that the Passenger Bill of Rights could have an impact there. So, again, we're taking calls at 1-800-642-1234. And Dave, you're going to have to answer those calls so that we can put people on the air and talk with them. And again, if you'd like to use our email address, it's talk@wpr.org. Our call-in number, 1-800-642-1234. Just a reminder of what's coming up this afternoon, Chapter a Day on Jim Fleming reading from Death in a Prairie House, Frank Lloyd Wright, and the Taliesin Murders by William Drennan. After 1 o'clock on Talk of the Nation, What Millions of People Do Online and Why It Matters. And then at 2, legendary broadcaster Joe Garagiola talks about his new book, Just Play Ball. That's coming up on Talk of the Nation. But we're inviting your calls at the moment with program suggestions at 1-800-642-1234. And Dave, just process the names. Don't worry about trying to get all of that information. We need to get them on the air. Thank you. And later on this afternoon on Here on Earth Radio Without Borders, the debut of Inside Islam, Dialogues and Debates. And in this premier program, Jane Faraca and her guests talk about a heavy metal Baghdad band whose members struggle to reconcile their religion with a passion for Western music and a desire for change. Guests will include Mark Levine, who is the author of Heavy Metal Islam, Rock Resistance and the Struggle for the Soul of Islam. That's 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Earth, Radio Without Borders. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Oshkosh has a suggestion. Mike, go ahead.
Yes, Jim. You've had guests, you and Larry have had guests before on talking about the national and state do not call lists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering why something like that can't be instituted on spam, because I just get such a tremendous amount of spam, and I can't believe somebody can't do something about this.
All right. We should be able to do something about that and have a program that involves. I know the question comes up every time that somebody from Consumer Protection is on. I don't recall what the answer is, but we certainly can do more about that. And I do appreciate the suggestion, and I appreciate your frustration with the increasing amounts of spam.
Or if you could even get two people on, if you could get Consumer Protection and what is his name, your Infostar.com friend there.
Peter Green?
Yes.
All right, Mike. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate that. I'm sure that we can find somebody who's going to be able to give us an answer on that. I think it has to do with that the laws do not cover that as yet. And so maybe it's time that the legislature and Congress spend some time on that. Dave, don't bother to take their topics. Just give me a name and we'll go ahead and put them on, because otherwise this is going to be a way too slow a process for people to listen to. And we'll go to Gene in Oshkosh. Gene, go ahead.
Hi. I realize you're holding an empty bag there. I'm retired, and I have a PhD in finance. And there are two issues that really are bothering me. One is I have heard no one explain empirically what the problem is, how it has affected borrowers and lenders, let's say in the last 3 to 6 months, and what the forecasts are. In other words, all we hear are generalities, the sky is falling, there is no credit. But the second part of that is I'm also retired.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of retired people with 401ks and, for that matter, the state retirement fund.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no discussion at all of how the potential suggested legislation in Washington will affect those who of necessity are living off of things like Social Security and their investments. So there are two aspects to it, empirical explanation and the effect on, if you will, the lenders, the retired population.
Well, we had two guests this morning that probably would have had some of this involved.
I caught some of that.
Phyllis Moen, professor and chair in sociology, University of Minnesota, was on with Joy at 6.
Oh, 6 o'clock.
And well, they discussed how baby boomers, now facing retirement, are coping with a troubled economy.
Okay, I'll go to archive on that.
All right, because many have watched their nest eggs shrink right before their eyes, and in some cases postponing retirement. I'm thinking of that myself. And then Joy's guest at 7 was Matt Walsh, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine.
Yeah, he was good.
And he talked about the bailout. You know, it's so hard to find concrete answers to this. I mean, I've listened to hours of various guests, and no one seems to have, you know, a real handle on what it's going to mean for you and me. And I suppose it just depends on what happens with the final agreement that Congress is, and the president are able to, you know, agree on. Then I suppose you can make some forecasts from that. But I do appreciate the suggestion. See if there's something.
Good luck with your own retirement when it comes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Chris in Burlington. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jim. What do you know? I'm trying to help you out here. I see you kind of working on the fly right
now.
Yeah,
yeah. Without a parachute here.
Yeah. The things that I really enjoy the programs that they deal with the Mississippi River and, of course, Reggie McLeod when he comes on and talking about Big River Magazine. And it's just a fascination for me. And so anything more that we can do along that lines, I know you've had Kenny Solway, the river rat.
That's right, the original river rat. The last river rat, that's what it is. Yes, and I should get Kenny back because we haven't heard from him for a while. And I know that he's got some thoughts to share about the Mississippi and the backwaters.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time of year. It's always nice to go out there, but I think especially now with the fall coming along, it'd be great. There was a National Geographic movie contributor that did a movie, and I think he was in Prairie du Chien area, and I think I read in Big River that there's another production coming up, too, so maybe Reggie could help you do something more on that. So that's a couple things for you to look at, I guess.
Chris, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Chris from Burlington, and again, we were having difficulty reaching Rick Cini of Dallas, the CEO of FairCompare.com, consumer research website whose motto is never overpay for airline tickets again. We will continue to try to reach him during the news and see what's going on there and why he's not answering his telephone. If you want to find out more information about this consumer research website, go to FairCompare.com, F-A-R-E, compare.com. Which receives and processes fair information in real time, thereby getting a jump on competing sites. And if you have a flight in mind, they'll send you an alert when prices are changing for any of those specific flights. We'll take time out to check up on the latest news from National Public Radio in Washington, and then come back and take your calls. We'll either be talking about airfares, or we'll be taking your suggestions for future programming ideas. And that'll be done right here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Packard, sitting in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you've been with us over the last 20 minutes, why, you know that we've not been able to contact Rick Cini of Dallas, Texas, of FairCompare.com, and we're unsuccessful reaching him during the news as well. So we will continue up until 12:30 by taking your phone call suggestions for future radio programs for Larry's show. Again, if you'd like to join in with a suggestion, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, and you can always send those suggestions email talk@wpr.org. So suggestions that have been brought up include do not call, do not spam, that issue of spam coming up again. People who are retired are supposed to face the prospect of this bailout and what it means for them, what it means in diminishing 401ks and state retirement plans. We'll try to get that issue settled. And more about the Mississippi River. We'll try to get Reggie and Big River Magazine involved. And if you have a program idea that you'd like Larry to take on, then give us a call 1-800-642-1234. Let's go to Jack in Shawano. Hi, Jack.
Good afternoon, Jim. Thanks for trying to fill in very accurately, as you always do when you had to put on the spot.
Thank you.
Following up on the previous call for story in the Mississippi, there is a award-winning traveler who goes under the name of Foxtails International, who has produced two CDs on river stories, Mississippi, the Illinois, I think, and the Ohio River. His name is Brian Ellis, and I can give your producer his web address. I don't have to take up your time. We heard him give a production presentation as Audubon in Wausau, and he's exceptionally good.
Excellent.
But he does the river stories. He also has a CD on ghost stories of the river, which would be very appropriate come toward the end of October.
Foxtails International.
Foxtails International, right.
Okay. I'll put you on hold, and we'll let Dave take that information from you and appreciate your call.
Right.
Jack, thank you so much. Oh, make sure that you didn't... Jack, you're still there? I have a feeling that we might have... There we go. I'm sorry. We just call back, and Dave will be able to take that. Tammy and Kimberly, let's give you a chance. Hello.
Hi. I was actually just thinking you're doing a wonderful job here doing the fill-in, but I think that you should have, like, equine. Like, I know you guys do the program with Sandy Sawcheck, and you do the horses, or you do small animals, but what if you did, like, large animals? There's a lot of farming communities out there that would be interested in that equestrian.
That's true. That's true. There's no reason why we can't. We should follow up on that, and I'll take care of it.
Okay, thank you.
Kimberly, thank you so much for your... I mean, Tammy, thank you very much for your call there in Kimberly. On to Joan in Verona. Joan, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Connie Kilmark used to be a regular guest on the show, and I haven't heard her in some time. Maybe I've just missed her, but if she's no longer appearing regularly, I think she would be a wonderful guest, and particularly now talking about how people, especially people with financial trouble handling finances, are coping with things in such a disastrous state.
A good idea.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. Connie Kilmark, a dedicated listener who often calls the program herself. And so that's a very good idea, because in these times, these perilous financial times, why, she's a font of good ideas. We're taking program suggestions for Larry's show. And if you'd like to make a suggestion, the number is 1-800-642-1234. And we'll get to another call in just a moment. That would be, I guess, David in Dresser. Hi, David.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you so much. How about yourself?
Good.
Okay.
My suggestion is a show about micro-livestock and how it might fit into the new greener agriculture.
Micro-livestock. Now, you're going to have to expand on that a bit.
Well, it's more an alternative livestock. Things people eat from around the world, such as, everything from insects to these mini cattle that you see these days.
Okay. I guess I wasn't aware of the term, and I wasn't aware that there were mini livestock that were being butchered and slaughtered.
Yes, they're raised. First, people raise them more as a oddity, but around the world they're in use, as highly efficient and productive animals.
Okay. Well, I certainly will put that to Larry and see if we can find somebody who knows.
Thank you.
All right, David. Appreciate your call. Again, the number for you is 1-800-642-1234. Our email address, talk@wpr.org. David, if you slide the screen down, we'll be able to see what's there. And if you'd like to join in, there are two lines open at 800-642-1234. Karen would like to hear an industrial agriculture program. And I'll add that to the list. If you have a program suggestion that you would like Larry to cover on his program, then give us a call at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Dan next. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind?
Hi, Jim. I've got an idea for a show. A lot of hunters are interested in putting in food plots for deer, and as the question of whether baiting and feeding should be banned in this state is debated, I think more people are going to be turning to food plots, which are a good way to attract wildlife and to feed deer and hold them in the area without concentrating them the way bait piles do. And the folks at Deer Creek Seed up in Ashland have a program that educates people about what kind of food plots to plant and how to go about it. And I think they'd be a good show.
Dan, isn't that against DNR regulations?
No, it's perfectly legal, and it's an agricultural practice. You're putting a crop out there that deer and other wildlife use, deer, turkeys, grouse, and a variety of other wildlife.
And it's not necessarily the pile of food in
one
spot.
Absolutely not. No, it's working up the ground and doing soil testing and then putting small plots of clover and other perennials and some annuals that attract wildlife and keep them in the area without concentrating them the way a pile of corn would do.
Right. Dan, thanks very much. I'll add that to the list. Appreciate, and we're certainly right on time to get a program like that on. Karen in Richland Center, what's on your mind?
So I probably sound really terrible, but I wanted to let you know that I'm the caretaker for Richland County Friends of Animals. And I know that there are a whole lot of us throughout the state of Wisconsin that are being overloaded these days because of all the foreclosures. It's amazing how many phone calls I get every day from people who can't keep their dogs or their cats or their horses or whatever. And I would really appreciate a program talking to these people, having people like me on that could give the state some resources, options, things that they could do rather than turn their dogs or cats over, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of information out there. There are a lot of resources out there that most people aren't aware of.
Karen, let me put you on hold and let David take your information and see what we can do.
Thank you.
Dave, if you go ahead and take the information from line one, that would be great. Let's go to John in Beloit. Hi, John.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I've always been interested in, Wisconsin history. I don't know if you could maybe do more speakers on that.
We do a lot of Wisconsin history.
Oh, yeah. I only get to listen to your show, every Thursday. So.
Oh. Well, you've got to listen more often than that.
Yeah. I know, because I always try to find information about Badger Ammunition Plant, and I always had a hard time finding information about that.
There are two books that have been written in the last 2 years, that I believe, about Badger Army Ammunition Works and its history. The names of the authors don't come to me at the moment, but I think if you check at a public library, you should be able to find at least one of them there.
Okay. Yeah, I know I checked the library, and I couldn't really find anything.
If you want to give me an email, I'll see if I can come up with an answer for you, at least one of those two names that I referred to. That's packard@wpr.org.
All right. Thank you.
John, thank you very much. We appreciate your call and hearing from you. If you'd like to join in with your program suggestion, 1-800-642-1234. These are suggestions for Larry's shows. Jay in Green Bay, let's go to you next. Hi.
How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Hey,
all things considered.
I really appreciate the educational channel you guys got here.
Uh-huh.
And my thesis is about trying to educate people about the industrial uses of hemp and what it all does, especially with this shortage that we have.
Uh-huh.
There's ethanol that's supposed to produce 4 to 5 times more than corn can produce. Also, it doesn't need to have a pesticide to grow and enriches the soil. It basically grows as a weed. But there's numerous of situations that it can do. And also, has a four times more pulp than tree could produce per, I don't know, annual growth. Anyway, there's a web page, because like I say, there's a educational thing going down and trying to get the industrial hemp back.
Okay.
For especially for the farmer and the so they can sustain themselves. There's
what would
a
web page
called votehemp.com to get people educated to find out a little bit more about what's going on out there.
Votehemp.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And we're just trying to get people aware and try to educate some people to find out all the good usage of what it can do for us.
All right. Jay, thanks so much for the suggestion. Appreciate hearing from you. And let's go to Andy next in Milwaukee. Hi, Andy.
Hi, how are you? Great show. Thank you very much. I'm a graduate of Loyola University Chicago School of Law, and one of my professors who's still teaching there, his name is George Anastopoulos. He's a constitutional legal scholar and just a great Socratic method teacher. And one of the things that he imparted me with, it's always something I use sort of try to consider when I'm looking at social, political, and agendas that we have going on, legal agendas we have going on, is his idea of kind of an eternal competition between equality and liberty, and how these things are independent variables that sometimes compete with each other. And he's a great guy to try and put some of those two major goals of our society together in comparison with what's going on in the current social and political and legal world.
Mm-hmm.
So, his name is George Anastopoulos, a very interesting guy, nominated for the Nobel Prize a few times, gives a lot of talks and publishes freakishly frequently.
So it's Anastopoulos?
Anastopoulos. I believe it's Anastopoulos,
okay.
I believe.
All right.
Blou.
All right. Thanks
so,
very much.
Loyola Chicago and law school.
Okay.
So.
Andy, thank you so much for the call.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
The suggestion. And let's go to Al in La Crosse. Hi, Al.
Hi there. I'd like to have a program on radon and how it affects people in their homes and what you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one would be what research is going on for Parkinson's in the state of Wisconsin, because I heard that farmers and their wives and paper industry is those sections of Wisconsin are very much affected by that.
Okay.
And I think that would be it. And otherwise, yes, your programs are just simply wonderful. So
I'll pass that on to Larry. He's blushing, I'm sure, as he's driving. Thanks so much for the call. And again, if you'd like to join in, we've got a line open now, 1-800-642-1234. Cynthia in Madison is next. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I have a suggestion that Larry do a show on adults that are taking care of their parents, their elderly parents, whether it's the parents have come to live with them or parents are just asking for a lot of help and advice on different things that maybe the adults aren't really prepared to help with.
Right, right. It's a tough situation. Cynthia, it's a good idea, and I know it'll come up as a program.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Lou next in Milwaukee. Hi, Lou.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay. I'm curious about a show on drinks of old, things like honey mead,
uh-huh,
so forth.
Okay. Let me just get this written down here. It sounds interesting.
Yeah, it would be.
All right. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Good luck to you. Appreciate your call. Have a nice afternoon. Jim in Kewaunee, let's go ahead.
About a year and a half ago, I went into the hospital and they removed the defective aortic valve from my heart and replaced it with a pig's valve.
Yes.
They tell me that they cloned the pig that makes those valves.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to hear something about how they go, you know, how they're produced, where they're produced.
All right. I'll see what we can do for you.
Thank you.
And you're feeling good now?
I'm great.
All right. Jim, thanks for the call. We've got a couple lines open. If you have a program suggestion, 1-800-642-1234. Karen is next in Ashland. Hello, Karen.
Hello. I'm calling from Ashland, and I'm calling about the fellow who called a little while ago about the Deer Creek seed. And actually, they're within 3 miles of the Ashland Airport, and the Ashland Airport, along with the Ashland City Council, are trying to mitigate the amount of wildlife in the area. They're telling people that they cannot put in ponds. They're telling people that this feeding, anything that attracts animals, is something that that they are going to be writing up an ordinance and forcing people to not be able to do that, actually outlawing that sort of activity for people. And I thought that might be a good subject for the show because it's the something that's of interest right here in the area, and it's actually changing the way people are going to be able to appreciate their own property in the area.
Well, you've just made a program topic even better.
Thank you.
All right, Karen, thanks very much. We appreciate your call. Casey in New London, let's go to you next.
Hello. I would like to see more programs or a program on, like, natural sites in Wisconsin, because kind of some of the ones that aren't as well known.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's one. One of my favorites is Von Fricks Glen, that's south of De Pere, and it has a waterfall and a natural stone arch. And I'd just like to know more about the things that are out there to go travel to that are nearby.
We are just arranging a program with our inveterate walker from Milwaukee who wants to do a program on fall hikes to places just like the one that you just suggested. So we should have him on, I would say, mid-October. And Casey, thanks very much. We appreciate the suggestion from you. We're taking program suggestions for the next couple of minutes for Larry's show at 1-800-642-1234. And, of course, you can send them talk@wpr.org. We were supposed to have Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas, of faircompare.com with us today. We were unable to contact him, and so we'll reschedule that show and get it to you as soon as we can. Mike and Amory, let's give you a chance to get in here. Hi.
Hi. It's my understanding, and I could be wrong, but it's my understanding that Wisconsin is only one of two states in the entire country that does not have a concealed carry law on the books. And, you know, there are some special interest groups, I think it's called the Wisconsin Concealed Carry Initiative or something like that, that's trying to get a bill passed that allows its citizens to carry a concealed weapon.
I can't believe that this isn't a program that hasn't been taken up recently by Joy Cardine or by Ben Mearns.
I heard Ben do a show on it many months ago. It must have been 5 or 6 months ago. But if there was one recently, I must have missed it then.
Okay. Because I know that it's a topic of continuing interest to those producers. And only because of that morning statewide reach, would we, you know, have them do it as opposed to Larry doing it. But one way or another, we should get another look at that program.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your call. And Peter in Stoughton, let's go to you. Hi, Peter.
Good morning. I've put in a request for another car show a number of times with agreement from follow-up callers, and it hasn't happened, and I'm wondering if there's some agreement with your Car Talk people that you won't have a competing show.
There's no agreement with any programs, any producers about car shows. I think that, you know, are you interested in a general car show or?
Yeah, one that
that does the same
thing. It takes them a long time to move from point to point.
Yeah.
Something that's far more functional, like what you used to have in the olden days, would
right,
be appreciated.
Right, mm-hmm. For reasons I can't go into that take too much time, the shows that Larry's focusing on as far as cars go are cars of the future, the hybrids and things like that. We just do not know a guest, and maybe we'll, you know, take suggestions for someone who is a knowledgeable automobile technician who can answer those kinds of questions on a live basis, at least click and clack, get a week to think about the answers. So it's something that, you know, is there, it's interesting, but we don't have a guest for it. It's no reason that we can't keep looking.
I had a suggestion for that before, but I'll let some other caller in.
All right. Peter, thanks so much. We appreciate hearing from you, and hopefully we'll be able to get you satisfied at some point. Megan in Oak Creek, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'm so nervous. First-time caller.
Yeah.
Great show. There's so many people out there, I'm sure a lot of older people know the benefits of apple cider vinegar. I don't know if it could be a show, but just calling to maybe get the word out of apple cider vinegar.
You know what I'll do? We're running late. I'll take it up with our nutrition expert and get a show together on that kind of topic. I do appreciate it. Thanks very much, Megan. And Mark, I'm sorry we can't get to you. You'd been up next, but we are out of time. Do appreciate all of the suggestions that we've heard in the last 45 minutes, and we'll try to get to as many of them as we can. Thanks to Dave Potratz for his on-air phone production today. I'm Jim Packard. Coming up tomorrow on Garden Talk, Neil Diebel, president of Prairie Nursery at Westfield, Wisconsin, will be in to talk about his favorite topic, prairies. And stay tuned because Chapter Day is coming up next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.